We'll ask our guests if they will come on and have a seat. We want to get started because I know you are anxious to hear what so many people want to say in behalf of this wonderful man, Dr. Wilbur Coyne. First, on behalf of Chairman Ross Dunkowski, I want to welcome you, and I join you in that welcome along with Senator Pepper and all of us in the room. We're meeting in the Ways and Means room at the courtesy of Chairman Ross Dunkowski. He's not able to be with us today because he's in Poland attending some kind of a world fair at Ponzan, the Ponzan Fair, but otherwise he would be with us. He did give me a letter. In order to start this session this afternoon, I'm going to read part of his letter because I think it gives background that we all would want to have before us again. Wilbur Coyne was one of the founding fathers of our Social Security and Medicare systems. As a young man, he came to Washington and helped to write the original Social Security Act. As Assistant Secretary and later Secretary of HEW under President Johnson, Wilbur Coyne drafted and pushed through Congress the original Medicare Act. Whether in government or out, Wilbur was involved in every single Social Security legislation, every health and welfare debate at the federal level. And from the time he first came to Washington in the 1930s until his untimely death. Americans of all ages owe Wilbur Coyne more than they know for the economic protection against old age, disability illness, unemployment, and poverty provided under our Social Security system. He deeply believed in federal social insurance principles and for all that was good in government. He worked tirelessly for the enactment and the reenactment of a proper administration of programs like Social Security, unemployment compensation, and Medicare. His lifelong commitment to these principles, to these programs, and the people who benefited from them was characterized by boundless energy, optimism, goodwill, integrity, and realism. His passing leaves a very big vacuum, but few could keep up with him when he was here with us, and now many of us are going to have to work harder to make up the fact that he's gone. That's part of the letter that Chairman Raskin-Koski had given to me and asked me to read, and I'm happy to do so. Now, I'm Jake Pickle, and I'm a member of this committee and privileged to work with Senator Pepper in organizing this tribute session. Let me say to you how we would like to proceed this afternoon. Senator Pepper will be recognized, and then he will turn the program in over to Mr. Robert Ball, former Commissioner of Social Security. It's my judgment that Robert Ball, and Robert Myers, Wilbur Coyne were three of the greatest of all time workers in this field. And Mr. Ball will serve as our master of ceremony because Senator Pepper and I may have to be going back and forth from the floor. Now, we would like to recognize anyone here this afternoon, anywhere in the audience. And if you'd want to say something about Wilbur Coyne, you're invited right now. Not this moment to come up, but to be ready. And you can be getting on starting blocks. The only stipulation we ask is that it be a short recollection. Because if as many people want to talk, we want to tell a story, we might not really have that much time. But I want to say to begin with, I am highly impressed with this crowd. This is the biggest crowd that's been in this room, I believe, since we passed the Tax Reform Act. And it's a lot more fun seeing you here than it was to seeing those folks when we passed the bill. I think this is a tribute to the life and the works and the achievements of Dr. Wilbur Coyne. And now I'm going to recognize Senator Claude Pepper, the stalwart champion for the elderly, for the poor, the oppressed, for the women, for the poor, you name it. The great, inimitable Claude Pepper. Senator Pepper.